God is indeed a part of each of your lives. God illuminates all lives, even those who turn their backs to God. There is no way that anyone can hide from God's brilliant light. Whether one's life is characterized by actions reflective of God or actions not reflecting what God would wish, the light is constant in its brilliance and radiance. So often we speak of the light which you reflect. We have said the nature of that light changes from time to time, and that it is also different from one soul to another. The changes in that light are the results of the effect of human life upon the soul. But God's light does not change. It is always brilliant. It is always emitting a great warmth. There are really no shadows created by God's light because the source is not from a single point. It is as if you were in a room in which the four walls, the ceiling, and the floor were producing an intense light. There is no place that you could remove yourself to that would not catch some illumination. If you were close to one wall, your illumination might be greater than when shielding yourself from the source, but the light would still come through. This is, in a sense, what happens from day to day. There are moments when you shield yourself, perhaps not intentionally, from God's light. The reflection which you give off is thereby changed. But whatever you do, there is no way that you can change the source of that light. You may run from one side of the room to the other. You may get on a tall ladder. You may cover yourself, but the light always penetrates. We speak of God's light sometimes in figurative terms, and at other times in a very specific way. From our perspective, next to you, you emit your own light, and you reflect the light around you. Your life as a reflector of God may also be likened to the face of a clock which reflects the time after the crystals have been exposed to a bright light. The greater the exposure to the light, the stronger the light it emits. You do not serve merely as a reflector of God. You also create that light. You do not just reflect the love of God. You also can create love. You do not just reflect the warmth of God. You have within you the potential for creating warmth. Just as the face of that clock has within it the crystals which can retain and emit light, you have an element which captures God's light and is able to emit it as well. Your soul serves that function. As you care for your soul, you provide an additional strength, an additional potential for giving life to others through the emission of spiritual light. How do you give life to another? Isn't it only God who gives life? It is true that God creates life, but it is you who provide meaning for that life. Life without purpose and direction has no meaning, has no sense of being. You have individual objectives that you strive for. Your life, therefore, has meaning. And your life is, in turn, defined by the nature of your striving. By striving, you give your life purpose. In this way, we say that each has the ability to give life. For you are giving life to others when through your influence they sense a direction, a purpose, or a goal in life that is new to them You are thereby giving another life because of the meaning that you provide. Your lives influence so many others. You influence each other, of course, particularly in this group. But you influence the lives of others far beyond this circle, others whom you don't even know. They respond because of your actions. Your responsibility in life, therefore, is twofold. It is to reflect God's love, but it is also to nurture that part of each of you which initiates that love, which initiates God's warmth, God's light. Both in the reflecting and in the initiating, you are reaching outward. You cannot reflect inward. Reflection always moves away. Your actions, therefore, as they reflect God in your life, will always be directed outward when you initiate God's influence in your life. You don't merely initiate them within. They move you forward. They drive you to act, to respond. All of these are aimed outwards, towards others. You respond in turn to the reaction of others, and your response is given meaning as you perceive the presence of God on the outside. While God is a part of life, God is a part of all life, the life you experience within it as it reaches outward, and the life outside of you which is absorbed by you within. That light of which we speak is an outward light. It is an external light, but it is also a light within you. You are all a part of that light. You not only respond to it, but you actually are a segment of it. And because of that, you cannot be wholly separated from it. You know that your souls are a part of God, and because of that, there is no way that God's presence can be removed from wherever you are. Your lives change in physical location from place to place, and they change in their emotional strength from time to time. They change in their ability to reflect, to absorb, and to initiate God's light and love. This is only natural. We see your lives growing in depth, in your understanding of yourselves, in your understanding of others, and in your understanding of God. The growth, while never static in intensity, leads consistently forward in direction. It is our great joy to share your life with you. We are a part of that life always. When we are to move on to another plane of development, we take with us what we have learned in our association with you. We provide a sense of meaning to your lives, but you provide a sense of perspective to ours, and for that, we are eternally grateful. We serve as your protectors, as your comforters. We pick you up when you are down and sustain you in your activities, in your travels through life. We pray for your growth. We work for your growth. Your prayers for us sustain us and give us strength as well, and we feel we are doubly blessed. We are blessed to be in the presence of God's light, and we are blessed because of your awareness of our presence in your lives. Amen. from a message received April 8, 1984.